Welcome to Head Rake, that show where we talk about the things that wrecked our heads and we talk about the things that wrecked your heads. I am John Bird, and with me as always is Alan Ryan. Say hi, Alan.
Hi, Alan. As always.
So Alan, as usual at the start of a podcast, is acting the maggot, and he currently has loads of little, what do you call them, little kind of animated faces. He's currently a bunny
video
rabbit.
Video filter.
Video filter, right. So we record these to each other on Zoom, currently Alan is having fun with it. He has a little dog on screen with him. So clearly Alan has had a good week, because he's now in a comic book and he's had a haircut, so he looks and feels about half a year younger. Would you say that's right,
Wow. Wow.
I know,
Wow.
you look, the haircut, it's funny. I always feel, I love getting a haircut, I have to say. I know we talked about haircuts before, but I love the feeling of a fresh haircut. It makes you feel younger and fresh, doesn't it?
It does. And I love when they put, and we had this conversation, as you said before, when they give you a little small bit of a head massage. And it doesn't matter if it's a guy or a girl massaging the back of your head, you're like, yeah.
Oh, stop. That's
The only
unreal.
problem is when the gown starts bouncing up and down when you're doing it for you underneath, that's kind of when that gets
Yeah. And
concerning.
that's when you get the sweaty bottom. Sweaty bottom. Yeah. So, Alan, what's been wrecking your head this week? Or has anything been wrecking your
Do you
head
know
this
what?
week?
There's been lots of things wrecking my head, and just something popped into my head when you mentioned about getting my haircut. I don't know, for some reason, whenever I get my haircut, what wrecks my head is, it's like I forget the ability to breathe properly.
Yeah,
It's like
I know what you mean.
You're like, you're holding your breath, and all of a sudden you're really self-conscious of how you're sitting or your breath. You're like, what is wrong with me? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I know. I'm like that too. But you know where I'm even more conscious of that is getting a massage, right? So I can't remember if I've spoken about this on a podcast before, but I like and hate getting a massage, right? Because I just tense up, because you're, I was about to say you're naked, but you're not naked. You have your pants on. Sometimes you're naked. And I just get really tense because I start to sweat like I do when I'm getting a haircut. So I'm all conscious, right, that I probably have some hair, unsightly hair on my back, right? That's one thing. I'm conscious of there's probably a spot there somewhere. There's probably, I don't know, a blemish or a blackhead or something that I never knew is there. So I get all like paranoid and get sweaty and nervous. So I actually end up being more tense. And every single time I've gotten a massage, every single time, the masseuse has said to me, God, you're very tense. Your shoulders are really tense. I'm like, yes, they fucking are, because I'm half naked and getting rubbed and it's making me tense. There you go. So I love and hate massages.
Think about the stuff they've seen in their lives. I
Yeah,
don't
I
even mean
know.
life in
I
general, but
know.
you mean
I
from a
know.
student's
I
point of
know.
view.
And I like to think I have the body of an Adonis, you know, but clearly, you know, I don't. I
Just to
really
clarify,
don't.
we're
I
on
don't even
video.
know.
John is currently rubbing his nipples.
I actually am. I was right. I don't know why I
You're
was
rubbing
doing
them.
that. I actually was. Then you could cut glass now. Look at that. Yeah. Getting the haircut. Yeah, you look great. It's nice. It looks nice.
If you would like to see pictures of John's nipples, then follow us on Instagram and head_rect if you want to
Do
see
we
his
have a
nipples.
picture? Did you take a picture? Let me just blur the background before you take a picture. I'll definitely have to do that. Blur my
If you could blur the
background.
whole
There you
picture, that would be more
go. Yeah, a blur.
beneficial
Yeah,
for our
blur the
listeners.
foreground is not a setting, unfortunately. But yeah. So yeah.
So just to clarify, now that you've tried, rose the whole video when you did it, by the way. We're back
Yeah, I
again. We're
know.
back.
I don't. I can see you, but I can see that. Oh, now we're back to normal. Right. Okay. Let's not do that again. Let's not mess with the tech in the video anymore, Alan. Okay. Right. Just leave it as it is.
No,
So,
absolutely not.
Alan, I'm going to ask you a question, and I know the answer is yes, because I
Yes,
know you and
John.
you eat out a lot, and we spoke about this before as well. So this happened recently. I was at a fancy schmancy restaurant because I had a voucher for one and I knew I'd have to put money towards it. And I was like, it's a
Christmas
fancy
one?
restaurant, but
Oh,
it's
yeah.
grand, you know. So I'm paying half, so it's grand, whatever. We were really looking forward to it, and it was really, really, really not a nice meal. Okay. So we just got
No.
three mains. There was three of us there, three mains. And it was really, 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 really salty. And of course, the waiter comes down, waitress, I don't know what you say anymore, comes down and goes, is everything okay? You're like, yes, everything's
Mouth
fine,
full of
everything's
food.
fine. Could I have another water, please? This is really fucking salty. And all of the meals are salty. Everyone said the meals are salty. But of course, everything okay? Yes, everything's okay. When it paid obviously half with a voucher and then half with my cash, and still gave a tip and gave out the whole way home about how salty it was. What is wrong with us? Why did I do that? Why do I keep doing that? Why have I done this so many times? The meal wasn't good. Why didn't I say it to have gotten something else?
That was a lot of information to process. So,
I know.
a couple of
I
things
know.
there. Question number one is, did you tell them you had a voucher before you started your meal?
No, I didn't. And
Okay.
on the voucher, it did say to do that, but I was like, I'm not doing that. Because
No,
if I
because
do
you're going to
that,
get smaller
I'm going to get,
portions or
I
something.
know, but part of me feels like they knew. That's why I
But
got a
yeah.
shitty, salty meal.
But when you hand in a voucher, you talk about a voucher, do you feel like a scabby bastard? Or you feel like
Absolutely.
some form of like going, you're almost embarrassed by handing in a voucher, going, look at this cheapskate using a
Yeah,
voucher.
but only in a restaurant. In anywhere else, it's like, I have a voucher, yay.
Where else do you use the
But on,
vouchers?
no, like when you get a voucher for, I don't know, a gift voucher or something, you know, for a shop. It's like, that's brilliant because you're not
No, yeah, I
paying.
still feel
You
scabby though.
do you? No, I don't.
Yeah.
Only in a meal I do. And I don't know why. But do you
Simpson one
remember?
for all cards and the one for all vouchers. You
Yeah.
feel like such a scumbag of some sort, paying for the stuff. Like, it's hard to explain the feeling you have with it.
Actually, yes, I do know you do, because I do remember now when you said one for all voucher. We had one and we stayed in a hotel and we checked for hotels that took a one for all voucher. So
Like such a
straight away,
cheapskate.
we're scraping. All right, we're scraping the bar for somewhere good to
Yeah.
stay. And it was so cheesy paying for it with the one for, it was like, okay, can you take, I can't remember what was on the one for all voucher. Like, can you take 100 off the one for all voucher and then the rest off this card? And if that one doesn't go through, try it on the
And
Revolut. Oh.
what's even worse though is when you have the one for all voucher or any other of those gift vouchers, and you've like 1.62 euro or something left
Yeah,
on, you
yeah.
go,
And you're like,
what do
fuck
I do
you,
with
I'm
it?
using this. I'm using this. And you have to tell someone there's only that much on
Or what I
it.
find is the issue I have, I come in a shop and I go up to the till and I know it's got 1.62 left. So I buy some weird coconut flavored lip balm that's at the till for that's like
So specific. It's, you
1.59.
know it costs that
Yeah, or there's always something weird, like a pencil sharpener or something for 1.59 going down. Now, you know what? I don't mind losing
much.
three
Like,
cent.
right. Okay, so he's buying a liter of vodka, a giant sharing pack of hunky dories, lube, and lip balm. What's he
Or a
up
pencil
to? Or a
sharpener.
pencil sharpener.
Yeah. But you not find yourself going, you know, you're like, oh, do you want a bag with dad? You're kind of calculating, give us four bags because you worked at that work to be 30 cent a bag and that's going to cover the
I
costs.
know,
So.
I know. It's ridiculous. It does. It makes you feel really scabby. But it's the same with the meal. Like, I feel scabby. I feel really cheap, and I still give a tip. What the fuck? Why did I give a tip?
But
I'm
did
so
you give a
annoyed with
normal tip or
myself.
less of a tip?
I just gave a normal. I think it was a
What you,
tenner. A
that's actually
tenner.
something that, that's something that does annoy me actually, that does wreck my head, is that whole the tipping etiquette. Now, we are obliged to tip, whether, as you already said, service good, meal is good, doesn't make any difference. We always tip. But what really gets my goat, floats my float,
Ghost.
yeah, floats my goat, flogs my dolphin, is when places do an automatic service charge of 5 or
Oh,
10%.
bullshit. Yeah,
And
I
you're
don't
like
like
going,
that.
hang on a
Yeah.
second. No, don't decide what I want to give. Like your service charges, all right, you're charging me for coming to sit down into your restaurant.
Yeah.
But isn't that the point of your restaurant?
Exactly. And if the service is shit, I still have to pay this. I get it if it's a big group in a way. Do you know what? If a group of 15 or 20, they always put a charge on it. But at the same time, anytime I've ever gone to a 15 or 20 group, you know, like a stag or something like that, we're always boisterous. You're always drinking a bit.
You're
And
aware you're a bit of an asshole at it.
yeah.
It's compensation almost.
But at the same time, the service, in a big group, I've never gotten service where I've been like, oh, why that warrants that much? God,
That's the
oh, we
thing.
are grumpy old folks. Do you know that?
Well,
You know, I'm
I would
beginning to
not.
realize that this
I wouldn't
podcast, I
say.
think we should
I wouldn't say
change the name of the
the
podcast to
grumpy old
Grumpy
fuckers.
Folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I think it's case going when you're forced to tip. Because my logic is you don't even need to work for it anymore.
Yeah, and then where is it going? You know, someplace you hear it's only going to the chef, it's not going to the waiter and that kind of thing. It's like, I mean, if the meal is good, I think the chef deserves certainly some of that as well.
Yeah, I
But
think
not
the
in
law
this
changed in
salty
it.
case. I think it should have gone to, you know, Saxo or whoever produces salt in this country. That's who should have gotten the fucking tip for my meal. But Alan, it leads me on to the next thing that wrecks my head. If you don't have anything to jump in, I'm going to go straight into this
Jump
because
into it.
I had no choice but to jump straight into this because it fell out of me. So following on from
Do people need to stop
and
eating at the moment if
oh,
they're currently
probably.
eating?
Well, it wouldn't be our podcast if we didn't have a topic about what I'm about to talk about. It's a week. It's what's the word? It's canon at this stage. And oh, and
Oh,
it was fucking
no.
projectile cannon, is what it was. So following on from that salty meal, getting caught short, Alan. So I didn't get caught short on the way home because I live relatively close to the restaurant, so it was fine. But getting caught short in places where you shouldn't get caught short or can't allow it. So this certainly happened to me. I had the shits after this meal, okay? I had the salty shits, right? I felt like a pirate on the high seas, and all he was after eating was lemons and salty water. It was horrific, right?
Jesus.
But it reminds me, I want people to tell me stories of when they've been caught short, and it's been funny. So I was telling someone in work about a story about being caught short. And then it reminded me of a story from years ago, and I'm going to tell you this story. It's not so much right ahead, but it's a funny story. If you want to hear it, do you want to hear it? Of course
That's
you
how long
do.
the story is.
It's a very quick story. Anyway, no, it's
Okay.
very quick and it's funny. So I remember years ago, we're all at the beach. Don't know what beach it was, and one of us. It was not me. I'm not saying it wasn't me because I don't want it to be me. I'd say if it was me. It wasn't me. One of my brothers, got diarrhea. Now he's probably about 8 or 9, something like that. In the car, so dad stopped the car and undressed him, took off his pants and washed his jocks in a puddle, and then stuck the jocks. And do you know the old 80s and 90s car where the aerial popped up kind of from the bumper all the way up?
Oh
Yeah,
no.
he hung the jocks on that
Like
as
a
we were
pirate
driving home.
flag.
I was just gonna say, like a pirate
Pirate.
flag, and that's it's a whole.
Like a Japanese flag.
The story comes full circle because I'm talking about salty fucking shits, and then this this pirate flag jocks drying shit stained on the car journey on the way home. We were mortified the whole
What's
way
this got to
home.
do with being on the beach, though?
It
There
doesn't.
was just
This is just a story I
sorry.
wanted to
I wanted to add to the beach. Okay, you could have been anywhere.
tell.
The
Just
story
I'm
didn't change. I was
what.
thinking you dug a hole in the beach,
I
took a
know I
dump, and
dug
then
a hole
covered it
in
with
my
sand.
story, Alan, and you were supposed to stop, and I couldn't stop. You kept it going. You let me go. So now I'm shutting up. Now just tell me what's wrecking your head, because I tell you what's wrecking my head is I just revealed
You.
that story to the nation and wrecking
And
my head.
maybe when we get to 100 podcast, I will tell my infamous story that only about 4 people are aware of, where I was caught short. Yeah.
Okay. Is that really a story? Because I am.
100% a story.
Okay. I'm getting a posted. I'm literally getting a poster right now, posted at arm's reach,
Maybe if all our listeners send us in like €1 each, then I'll tell the
posted
story.
in hand, and I am literally writing 100th podcasts.
1 a week, that's just shy of 2 years away. Nice one.
No, we're going to have to speed it. We're going to do one a night.
For a day.
Alan's poop story. Now, that is stuck up on the computer. Okay, Alan, go.
I a lot of my annoyances in the last week have all been very related, and they're all car related
Okay.
or driving related.
Yes,
So,
the petrol head.
yeah. So I mentioned before about people's inability to indicate, especially around about. That just wrecks my head, but
Yeah.
that's
So
never going to
frustrating.
change. But something I've noticed more recently, and it's just the quality of driving is terrible. People who can't turn corners properly, they turn the corner on the wrong side of the road and then just maintain in the middle lane driving towards you. And they go, all right, I'll just drive into this person's driveway to get out of the way.
I
Your
can't.
face suggested, no.
I'm
People
trying to
can't turn
think of.
corners. The big swings around corners. Like, well, thank God, if I was 2 seconds there, you would have smashed into me.
Oh yeah,
And
when they're
then
like totally on the wrong side of the road. Yeah,
a
yeah,
big
yeah,
tick face and I'm
yeah,
going,
yeah.
ooh.
I know, I know. It is really frustrating. People need to learn how to drive and go to the speed limit.
And the speed limit one is really, and this was the next point I was going to make. So what really wrecks my head is when there's a Garda car or so, that's equivalent of our Irish police, driving along less than the speed limit. People are terrified to overtake them. It's like you're driving a 100K speed limit. They're doing 70. I better go past them in case they arrest me. It's like,
I
get
wondered,
out
did
of the
they do that
way.
as a test? Do you know, because then if people are overtaking, do they go over the limit and then
Well, no, because
maybe.
yeah, but you're normally going significantly. They're normally going significantly less than what the speed limit is. People are afraid to go around them or whatever. It's like, what are you doing? Get out of the
Yeah,
way.
I know. Yeah, people like instantly, or when there's what used to crack me up when I lived in Dublin was traveling on the M50 and you're going like southbound and a cop car comes northbound and everyone puts their brakes on to slow down. You're like, it's on the other side of the road going in the opposite direction. Even if you were speeding, it's not going to get you. It's gone. It's
There's
literally
a
gone
big
in the other
barrier in the
direction.
middle as
Yeah,
well.
it's going to
It's
grow
gonna hop
legs,
out.
hop
Yeah.
over and catch you. Yeah,
Like a
really
big
annoying.
monster truck. Yeah. It's just
Yeah.
like people, I don't know if that's just people's inability to have awareness of life. I don't know what that is. People are probably on their phone so often, then they look up going,
Yeah,
oh, what's that?
maybe that's what it is. Maybe people are like, they're just like, oh my God, I was going too fast. I was on the phone. I need to brake really hard, but it's just really dangerous braking on a main road like that. Just stop doing it, people. Just drive safe
And
out there, please.
another car-related annoyance that I have. This is a really annoying. This is gonna everyone can agree with this one. The gap between where the handbrake is inside your chair, where stuff falls down, and then you end up losing by three layers of skin trying to take out anything that's down there. Phones, keys,
You mentioned
coins.
this before, didn't you?
Did
Didn't you?
I?
I think you did. We talk about this before?
Shh, don't tell the people. No, we didn't. No.
No, I
Brand new
don't think we.
topic.
No, I did. We'll
No,
definitely say
yeah.
that again. I think we mentioned that before. I can't. But it is really, and it's funny that you say that because since we talked about that before, I have dropped a pen or something down the side of the seat, and my car has a really weird flap coming from the seat against the middle console. It's like a flap of carpet. So when I put my hand past it and try to pull it out, it's like you know those things, those traps for catching monkeys years ago in, you know, you
I'm not
you're
gonna lie to you.
not
Maybe in a
having
Wexford or
no
something,
no
you're there
no
going,
no
"Oh,
isn't it
Mike,
the old
Bubbles
story
is
of
on the
like
loose again. We need to catch him."
there's a hole in a rock, you want to catch a monkey, you put food in it, the monkey puts his fist in and his fist gets stuck because he won't let go of the food, so he's forever stuck. He
I
has to let
think you're
go of the
mixing up
food.
at a glory hole here.
No, do you know what? I'm mixing it up with Flash Gordon. Do you remember
Yeah, or
Flash
Indiana
Gordon
Jones or
movie?
something.
It's a thing. Look it up. It's I don't know what they're called. Monkey
I'm not
hole,
looking up Monkey
glory hole.
Glory Hole.
Do
Monkey
you
Glory
know
Hole,
what?
no.
Now that you've said it, I think this could have been a dream.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. I'm afraid to Google that because God knows what I'm going to
No,
find.
Google it. Google it. Google it. Hey, Alexa, Google glory holes.
Monkey Glory Hole.
Yes, that
Let's hope
is.
no one has listened to us loudly at
No, I
home
hope
now.
they are. That's the whole point.
Yeah, or hey, Google.
Hey, Google.
Just, yeah.
Google. Do you use that on your phone, actually? I don't really use that. I end
No.
up typing. Because, you know, just typing like in Google like normal. Because I just hate the thoughts of it listening all the time. It's bad enough I have Alexa now. It's the whole hey Google thing. I
Yeah.
don't do it.
No, that's a good point. Like I've noticed more and more though when I'm searching for stuff, I'll actually use my microphone and actually ask stuff. But normally a lot of times I type stuff. And
What do you
I
mean
find
use
really
your microphone? Like,
so normally
what
the
do you mean like
mic to
hey?
type. Do you know we can push microphone and then we'll just type that in instead.
No,
Voice typing?
I've
Yeah,
never.
voice typing. Yeah. Yeah, you're a fucking thick. Yeah, yeah,
Am
yeah,
I
yeah, yeah,
better
yeah.
than everyone else? I've never done the. I didn't.
Yeah,
Is
you
that a
can do it.
thing? Is that on every Android phone?
It's been like that for years. Yeah, yeah,
Has
yeah.
it? Oh my
Yeah, yeah,
God!
yeah. So even
I'm a tech. I love tech. How do I not know this?
on your phone, next time you go into Google, up in the search bar, there's
Okay.
normally a picture of a microphone or down by your
Oh
keyboard, depends whichever
yes.
way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I never pressed that because I always thought that was the Hey Google thing.
No, that's basically going as Monkey Glory Hole, and it'll ping
Ugh.
Monkey Glory Hole and search for it.
Oh my God.
Handy if you're
I am re
driving.
In fairness, I have
Please
used it on
drive safely.
ChatGPT. Yes, please
Yeah.
drive safely, everyone out there. But I have used it on ChatGPT, but I always just thought that was the Hey Google thing, whatever it's called. Google Assistant. Oh my God. Right. Okay. Well, there's my homework for the next day. Hey Google, can you tell me why people keep wearing t-shirts of bands that they have no idea who they are for? That's something that wrecks my head. I am a music lover, as are you, and I see people wearing t-shirts and I know they don't know who that band is. I know they know or they don't know.
Yeah, but you ever wonder, are these new t-shirts or these t-shirts that were handed me down from like their parents or their uncle or something that
No,
was
they're
left?
new because pennies have brought like
Oh,
you can get
okay.
all of these things in pennies. So I did, I don't know if this is true, but I did see a video not so long ago on Instagram where a girl was talking about a new t-shirt that she had, and she was like, "Oh my God, I just love the metallic writing on this." It was a
Oh, that's
Metallica
right.
t-shirt. Is that
Yeah,
true?
that's
I
right.
don't know if
Yeah.
that's true, but that's like that kind of thing annoys me. It's like, don't wear
Actually,
everyone wear what's the t-shirt you always see? Ramones, you know, no one knows who the Ramones are. Stone Roses, Nirvana,
Metallica,
and
Megadeth,
Metallica.
Anthrax every now and again.
And you're like, you're having a laugh. You're wearing boat shoes and your shirt's tucked into your jeans. You do not know who Nirvana is. God, that's very snobbish, isn't it? Snobberish? What kind of
Snobbery?
sentence? Snobber? Snob? What's the word?
Snobbish? Snobbish? I
What?
think it's snobbish.
Are we
That's
having a
also
mental
mean.
breakdown? Is this a live recording of a mental breakdown? Snobbery-ish. I don't know. What's the word?
I'm afraid to answer right now because I'm going to say all I can think is slobbery now.
Just fill the gap with something about t-shirts and how annoying they are. T-shirts are annoying. There you go.
Do you know what also annoys me about t-shirts?
Go on.
Now, this is
Right.
an insight into, I
Broad.
think, my
This is
life.
nothing to do with t-shirts, branded t-shirts. This is just t-shirts.
T-shirts in general. T-shirts in
Okay,
general,
go on.
because you mentioned t-shirts. So I need to build up a semi-story behind this. It'd be very, it won't be about your beach going for a shit on a car story. It's got me
That
more
wasn't
so.
that long.
No, it wasn't, in fairness. Is I think most guys are like this. You keep a t-shirt for like 15 years and you're looking at a picture. Here's a memory from 8 years
Absolutely,
ago.
100%.
Because there's no holes in it. I don't make them the same way. But do you know what I hate? The leathery armpits you get in t-shirts.
Yes, from years and years of
Sweat and
deodorant and
deodorant. Yeah.
it gets thick and crusty. It's like
It's like a leather patch
it
on
absolutely
an
is. It
elbow.
is like, yeah, it's one, and I have a few t-shirts like that I have thrown out. And it's not like they were expensive t-shirts either.
No,
But
but they're nice. They still work.
well, do you know what reminds me of that comment in Wayne's World, that when Garth says, when he's looking down, you've seen Wayne's World, obviously we talked about it
I have,
before.
yeah.
Love it. When he's looking
Haven't
down
seen
on
it in
Wayne's
years.
basement, I've looked at it recently, and he goes, "We're looking down in Wayne's basement, honey. That's not Wayne's basement. It's like a new pair of underwear. At first, it's constrictive, and then it becomes a part of you." That's what it's like. The t-shirt fits perfectly.
It
Yes,
does, no, it does, yeah, and
but
I think because
it is annoying. But it's really cold under your pits when you put it on as well, like leather. Yes, don't make that face. It's true.
but it's so hard though. Like if you're in prison, you could probably turn into a shank of some sort. You know the way your armpit shank.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah, and also I've noticed recently. So again, every Christmas, unfortunately, when you are male, and most times you're going to get underwear or socks. Now
Yeah,
I've
but
stopped
I
asking
love
for
that. I
people.
love that now.
I've stopped asking people for them, and I'm going, I actually need them back again because
Yeah,
I've gone through.
yeah,
And the pair of socks I'm wearing, I was there going, oh, what's, oh, I don't remember this pair of socks. I don't remember this design. Turns out it's not a design. The material has worn away so much I can now see the color of my foot through it.
What color is
Mainly
it
around
meant
the
to
ankle. It was like a blue one, but it's like a pinky color now because it's worn away from the color of my foot or my shoes. It's like, what's wrong with me?
Oh,
But
that's
until
brilliant.
there's a
I
hole in
know.
them, I'm gonna keep wearing them until a hole. I'm like, oh, I gotta throw them
Oh,
out.
absolutely, yeah. And then if it's only a
Obviously, there's a
little
hole to put my
hole,
foot in.
but if it's only a little hole at the toes, you can fold that
Depends
in,
where it
fold
is.
that underneath your toe as you're putting your shoe on, so it's fine. It could be on, but then like when you feel the cold of the sole throughout the day, it's horrible. It's like your foot's wet.
I've done that before. Yeah, exactly. You're going walking in your kitchen floor, like almost stood in a pool of water, and you look like, no,
No,
there's a two-year-old sized.
I
Yeah.
just need
Yeah.
new fucking socks.
And here's a question for you. Do you take your shoes off when you go into your house? Yeah. So, and that seems to be more common now. And there's nothing worse when you go to someone's house and then you take your shoes off and your socks are like,
Alan.
it's like there's been a giant rat living inside and just chewing its way through. And I don't know.
Alan, I was only thinking about this the other day. So people know we worked together years and years and years ago in a broadband company, and we'd just go to people's houses and sell them broadband door to
Oh
door. Yes, we
no.
were
This was
those
nearly
people.
19 years ago.
Yeah, it was. And I had to go to a house, and it was near Dundrum or something, and I had to take off my shoes. And I was like, yes, absolutely, of course. And then in taking my second shoe off, and oh, fuck, I have a massive, and there's nothing I could do. I was past the point of no return. So I was walking around their house, and they
With
had
your toby
wooden
sticking out.
floors. And you know when you leave like a kind of a print of your foot on wood after it comes, so there was the print of a foot and then a circle as well from my
The
barefoot on
heel.
the sock. I was so embarrassed, and I just had to continue with the sale. I got the sale. got the sale. Maybe the guy gave me the sale because they felt sorry for me. Went,
You need to
give
buy
him
new
the
socks.
commission, lads. He needs new
Yeah.
fucking socks.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Socks and t-shirts. I know. I went, you go through a stage of not wanting socks and jocks, and then you go,
Yeah.
Jesus, lads,
Same as
give me socks
t-shirts. I've
and
got
jocks.
700 t-shirts because I just don't, I never throw them out. And a problem that I have, and related to this as well as what really wrecks my head, is you put two pairs of socks in a washing machine and only one comes out. Sorry, you put not two pairs, you put two socks and only one. I'm like, where is it? Where is it? And we spoke about this before.
Well,
And then sit, and then you throw it out because go, you keep it. Like what I do is I leave it on top of my radiator going, I'm going to eventually find a second, the pairing of this sock. And it's there for about 6 months. I go, oh, I know what, fuck it, I'm going to throw it out. So I throw it out. And like 3 days later, the other sock appears. It's like, where are you waiting? I don't know what's happening. Yeah.
Well, I don't generally wear paired socks. I just pick out whatever socks. Okay, well, I do have
What?
like
Really?
I don't wear I wear odd socks because I think it's just I don't match up socks. I just prefer it that way. I do have a system though. They can be the same type of sock and different colors, but it can't be like you can't like
Stripes
wear
and
a
spots.
white and a black sock. Like a sports sock. No, whatever. I have like a Batman socks and I can't remember what it is. Xbox socks. So I'll wear like one of them and one of the other. I'm so cool, aren't I? Oh my God. I've like got odd socks and leather
That's it.
shanks under my pits.
But why don't you just pair your socks together?
What's the who fucking cares? It sucks. Who
Yeah, but
cares?
when you go into someone's house, you're like, oh, okay, you weirdo.
I don't give a shit. I'm not going into people's houses, really. Like, who fucking cares? It's just different colors.
But like, if you can not see your socks at all, like during the summer, if you were, would you wear shorts during the summer? Would you ever wear shorts?
Not traditionally. No, not really.
No, okay,
No,
okay, fair enough then. Yeah.
If I was wearing socks, what I do is I'm too scabby to wear those ha or to buy those half socks because I think they're
Sure,
overpriced.
yeah.
So
So
I
you
just
fold them then over your
fold it
knee.
down. Yeah, so no one sees the socks
Then
anyway.
you're like an inch taller.
Yeah. So if only I'd have thought of that when I went to sell broadband all those years ago, I wouldn't have got the sale though. There you go.
That would be so weird. Yeah. And
Oh,
question for you. Are your ankles really, really white in comparison to the rest of your body?
really white.
Yeah, the whitest part of my body are my ankles for some reason. Really white.
I don't know.
My feet in general, but especially my ankles.
I don't really look at my
Because I
feet
think that's
that
where the
much.
hair ends on my leg. So just there's like
The skin is
it's
very soft on my feet and my
this is a really
ankles.
weird conversation.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And people are going to hear this, but I'm okay with that, sort of. We might cut it. I don't know. Fuck them. We're not cutting it. We're not cutting it. We're not cutting.
But
It's
do,
it.
actually, do you know what does wreck my head though? The scam texts you get all the time. They just wreck my head. It's like, seriously, why do people fall for these? You have an
Yeah.
unpaid toll.
Yeah.
And
Well,
I'm like, it's like,
I
what?
can't believe that
Mobile
the
networks.
mobile networks can't do something about it by now.
Because
It doesn't make s
they can't re-text. It's just like someone texting from the phone. Some fella on a Nokia in his basement somewhere. I was going to do the accent, but I won't because you'll have to.
What accent?
You'll absolutely have to cut any form of accent that I do. But I don't know. Yeah,
No, I
I'm
know,
lost
I
out.
know. No, getting scammed is it's one of those. I don't know. But speaking of haircuts, though, right? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm trying to think what else wrecked my head this week. There was a good few things wrecked my head.
Do you know what really another thing that wrecks my head? Slow emptying sinks.
Slow emptying sinks. Yeah,
Just
yeah.
really, really annoying. You're like, and then
Is
you
it
put your hand.
blocked? Is it blocked or something? No.
No, I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't use my bin. I just like shove stuff down the sink. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
Like
I
it
think you've
looks.
solved your problem right there.
Yeah. No,
Why is my sink so slow? I've just jammed two
but it
carrots
does get
into
blocked. Yeah. But then you
it.
have to put your hand through the murky, cold, food-ridden water and pull out like lumps of cabbage from. Oh, yeah.
What are you doing in your sink?
Washing
No, I
cabbage is
get it. It's
obviously.
rotten. Well, are you so you are weird about putting your hand in like dirty water and sinks like that.
Yeah, just
I don't mind that at all.
I'm a very tactile is the right thing to say.
Okay, so would you, if you dropped money in your toilet, like, I don't know, like a 2 euro coin, would you put your hand in the water to pick it
Probably
up?
not. Probably
Would you
not.
not? I would.
No, do you know what? I'm going to do a bit of a segue from this, but it's still related. There
Go on.
also really wrecks my head when you drop your toilet roll in the toilet.
Oh, it's so
And then,
annoying.
especially if you've just gone for piss and it
There's
falls out,
like, yeah, I
you
know,
can't use it now. It doubles in
but there's
size.
a countdown. There's a countdown. of when there's a time limit of really small window of when you can take that out, because it's soaking up all of
It's
the
just getting
shitty,
bigger
pissy
and
water.
bigger
It's getting
and
bigger,
bigger.
and it still has integrity. So you need to pick it up and stop it dripping everywhere
That's the
before it
problem is
falls
you
apart.
can't.
It's like
So
when
what
you're
I do
dunking a
is,
biscuit, and so it's you have to like get it out before it
why do you dump
breaks
your
off.
biscuit in your toilet for? A pissy digestive.
It's a party trick. I'll show you sometime.
Yeah, but no, but the second point you mentioned there is I had to throw it into my shower. I went, you can sit there until you're dried off, because I'd always have to run through my apartment to throw it in the bin, and it's gonna be dripping everywhere.
Yeah, I know, I know, I know. Yeah, it's rotten. And it never, even if the toilet water was clean, it never gets back to normal. You could never use it again. Well, you could. No.
It's they're almost like really badly homemade baby wipes when it falls down the
Jesus
toilet.
Christ. I don't think,
That's
are
the
we
thing.
ever going to do an episode without talking about shit and baby
I'm
wipes?
not
I
talking about
don't think
shit.
it's possible.
Baby wipes are totally fine. I'm not talking about like I'm just about baby wipes just in general. What do you use baby wipes for, John?
Baby wipes for
Yeah,
wiping
wiping
babies.
babies. Walk into a shopping center. Ah, baby kid, and there you
Baby
go, rubbing, there you go. There you go.
Yeah. No, toilet rolls in toilets. It's
Yeah, that
manky.
directs
It's
back. Yeah.
manky. Yeah. Well,
Also,
actually, yeah, go on. Go on.
what also annoys me related to that is going when you mentioned earlier if you've ever been caught short and you have to go somewhere, and you go somewhere and the toilet roll in places is made out of like cardboard or sandpaper or recycled glass or
Yeah,
steel wool. It's like, what's going on with that?
and
And your finger
napkins
goes
as
through
well.
it.
Do you ever
And
get
your
those
finger goes through it.
it does really
And
like
do you sniff your finger?
shine.
If your finger goes through it, do you sniff your finger at first?
Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah, your finger slips through and like,
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that is absolutely rotten. That is absolutely rotten. I don't know where to go with that. Alan, that's manky. Go.
you know what else racks my head that's not
What?
related to toilet roll or anything like that?
Go on.
When people get on the bus, right, or any form of public transport, have big bags on them and don't take them off, and then turn around and just wallop you in the face with the bag, and like, get out of the way so you can walk past you dick.
Yeah. And then they sit down with the bag on as well, which must be really uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's a good point. And then, like, they're sitting like 4 foot away from the chair because their
Yeah.
bag is so thick in the back.
Great posture, though. Fantastic posture. Yeah, I look forward to experiencing that in a few weeks when I use a lot of public transport. So I'm looking forward to
Why will you
doing
be
a
using lots of public transport?
le
On holidays?
yeah, maybe, maybe.
I don't think people there would be using bags in their back.
Why?
I just don't, yeah, I don't know where I'm going with
That's
that.
so
Yeah,
rough.
no, I don't know where I'm going with that
I
one.
don't know either. Yeah, no, I yeah, getting hit with people's bags, it's really annoying. And yeah, that's
I
happening a
expect.
lot. That's happening a lot lately, actually. And it's kind
Is
of
this is
going.
these old women going, get away from me, and
Yeah.
hitting you with their bags? Is that what that is?
Yeah, kind of. They're like, get up. Chivalry. Chivalry. Do you believe in chivalry on public buses and that kind of thing at the more anymore?
The worst is when you let someone out in front of you either to be chivalrous, and then they just get in front of you and for absolutely everything else for the rest of the day. Then. Ever that happened? You're letting somebody out in front of you going, you go ahead of me, then to get the last parking
Yeah.
space, like you fucking dick.
Yes. Cannot stand that. Yeah.
Or
Going
they
into a
drive really
parking
slowly.
space. Yeah. Going into a parking space and you're like, oh my God, I've parked there every fucking day and I let you in, be nice, and now you've taken my spot. It happened to me recently. It was really frustrating. And it's so
Yeah, but
stupid. Why do
they
we
actually
have
have
our
it.
parking spots?
But they, but in fairness, these people do have a genuine disabled badge. That's the reason why.
I don't care. I was there first.
Yeah, parking sideways across the children and mother, children and
Oh,
mother,
that's
children and parents spaces. Yeah.
yeah. How do you feel about those spaces? We don't have time to get into this, do we? No, we
We
don't. We're
don't.
gonna have to leave it there, right? We'll bring that up at the next one. Maybe, maybe might be controversial enough. Alan, we have had an absolute roller coaster of
We covered
emotions
everything.
and toilets and everything here. I think this is probably the last podcast we're ever gonna do because we've talked about everything we need to talk about. Alan, you've been great as usual. We didn't even say where people can talk to us and send us stuff. On all the socials, Google us. We're on YouTube now as well. The
I
podcast
saw.
is going
I
to YouTube
saw.
too. It is
I
literally
see.
everywhere, and we're storming through the charts, apparently, on the old iTunes and Spotify. So thank you so much. Don't forget to rate us and a review because we really want to push ourselves out to everyone and to be as mortified as we can.
And remember last week we said, was it last week or was it one of the
I think
previous
so.
ones?
I think
We had
so.
no listeners in Spain. Well, due to the amazing listening of Spotify and iTunes and all the ones that obviously listen to our podcast, we now have listeners in Spain. So, bonjour.
Yay!
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, dude. Welcome to
Hola,
the pod. We're very
Why
happy
are
you're
you?
here. We
Yes.
love all of
Hola.
you.
Hola. ¿Cómo está?
And I don't think we say it enough, do we? At how happy we are that people actually do want to listen to us talking shite. It's great, isn't it? I'm happy. It's less head-wracking.
Why think the Spanish people think of our podcast? They're like, what the fuck are
Well,
these
let's
guys
find
saying?
out. If you
Obviously, they'd
are
be saying a more Spanish accent. Bah, what are they thinking to us?
That is so there. Literally, we've lost our three people in
Yeah,
Spain that
sorry.
have
Yeah,
been listening to us.
sorry.
If you do have any head-wrecking topics from Spain, we'd love to hear them. You can contact us at thelads@headrec.com. If you want to email us, you can contact us on any of the socials. We're there on all of them. Or you can, what's the Instagram one is, Alan?
Head_rect. Head
That's right.
underscore rect.
And
That's on
we're
that,
on
on
X and we're on
Facebook,
Facebook and all that, but
on
you just Google
YouTube,
us and you'll find us.
and our WhatsApp channel, head rect
Which we've done
direct.
nothing with since the
It's because no one
last.
has joined it
I know,
since, in
yeah, but
fairness. That's the reason why.
look, it's organic. It's organic. It's like grown veg. You have to wait a while. You have to water it and wait a while.
I've a feeling we should change the image in that chat. I'm going to go to ChatGPT and go monkey glory hole and just put that in and see what comes up as the image.
And that's the end of the podcast. Alan, thank you so
Yeah.
much. You're amazing. I love you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. We're leaving it at
Everyone.
that.
Yeah, slow.